Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, the 8th of September, 2010. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex while he's away in the Gulf right now, working on a project with Governor Jesse Ventura. Now, I want to take as many of your calls as possible today, and we'll get to them later in this hour. In the second hour, we've got trends forecaster Gerald Celente joining us to talk about not just what's in the pipeline regarding the economy, but also future trends in culture, immigration, the 2012 election, and much, much more. So have your questions ready for Gerald in the second hour, because we'll go to them in the second half of that interview. But to kick the show off, I want to start with our top story on prisonplanet.com right now, which really goes to the heart about, you know, in what way we're under assault at the moment from all sides. And that story is Long Island man arrested for defending home with AK-47 from gang. And this is the story of George Greer, a 30-year-old man who sees this gang of five men, whom he believes to be from this brutal MS-13 gang, probably the most, you know, notorious and vicious gang in America, walking up his driveway and onto his front lawn. Now, Greer has his wife and children in his house, and this gang starts marauding onto his property. Now, we've got a CBS clip coming up at the start of the next segment, but this is one of the quotes from Greer. Quote, "I went around and went into the house, ran upstairs and told my wife to call the police. I get the gun and I go outside and I come into the doorway. And now, by this time, they are in the driveway back here near the house. I tell them, can you please leave?" And so the gang members then start threatening to kill Greer's wife and young children. His 1 and 2 year old babies are in the house alone with his wife. So what would any normal person do? Greer goes and grabs his gun. "He starts threatening my family, my life." This is what the gang members are saying. "Oh, you're dead. I'm going to kill your family and your babies. You're dead." So when he says that, 20 others come rushing around the corner, and so I fired 4 warning shots into the grass, Greer said. So he got no less than 25 gang members running onto his front lawn, threatening to kill his wife and children. He runs to get his gun, shows remarkable restraint in the circumstances by firing it only into the lawn of his garden. So you've got 2 dozen vicious gang members running towards your driveway while their buddies, who are already on your land, threatening that they're going to kill your wife and kids. What would you do? Lo and behold, the police, who Greer had called, you know, 5-10 minutes earlier, who hadn't showed up yet, they were a few miles away playing with this little gizmo, which they call the spotter gadget, which detects gunshots within a certain area. And quick as a flash, the police are on the scene and they apprehend and arrest the victim of this terrifying ordeal. That's right. The horde of gangbangers who are threatening to kill his wife and kids are left completely alone. And Greer is arrested for what they call reckless endangerment. Now, bearing in mind, the weapon was legally owned, the AK-47, completely legal. Greer is on his own property. His own property is being invaded by 25 gang members. All he does is gets a gun, tells them to go away, shoots 4 rounds into the lawn, and Greer is the one arrested. A damning indictment of what we're facing on the moment. Stay with us, we're going to get to the CBS clip. This is The Alex Jones Show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay tuned.
The the question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Trying to protect his family, but he ended up in jail.
Police say he crossed the line by firing a high-powered AK-47 into his lawn. CBS 2's Pablo Guzman has more on the protection controversy.
Sunday night, George Greer says he had to use his rifle to stop what he thought was going to be an invasion of his Uniondale, Long Island home by a gang he thought might have been the vicious MS-13 as he was about to drive his cousin home.
I went around and went into the house, ran upstairs, told my wife, call the police. They're trying to attack.
Greer says the five men dared him to use the gun and that their shouts brought another larger group of gang members in front of his house.
He started threatening my family, my life. Oh, you're dead. You're dead. I'm going to kill your, your family, your babies. You're dead. So when he says that, 20 other guys come rushing around the corner. And so I fired four warning shots.
Greer was later arrested. John Lewis is George Greer's attorney.
What he's initially charged with, the D felony reckless endangerment, requires a depraved indifference to human life, creating a risk that somebody's going to die. Shooting into a lawn doesn't create a risk of anybody dying.
Greer says he knew Nassau County police employ the high-tech shot spotter technology in his area and that the shooting would bring police in minutes. Cops told me he was very cooperative. Greer also said he was afraid the gang outside his house was the dreaded MS-13. And Nassau County Lieutenant Andrew Mulrain, head of the gang unit, says MS-13 has 2,000 members in the county.
Most organized gang that we encounter on a daily basis.
You might think a person has the right to defend their home, but the law says physical force can only be used to stop physical force. Greer says he never saw anyone pull out a gun, so a court will have to decide whether he was right in firing his gun even into the ground. Police determined Greer had the gun legally. He has no criminal record, and so he was not charged for the weapon. From Uniondale, Long Island, Pablo Guzman.
Oh, oppression, you pray on us.
So there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Arrested for defending his home against gang members who threatened to kill his wife and kids. I mean, why are the police arresting the victims of crime in America? They want us all, you know, cowering in our homes, twitching our curtains, frightened to stand up to these thugs. And when George Greer gets his gun and does the old, you know, Clint Eastwood Gran Torino act, get off my lawn, he's the one arrested. What do you think about this? I want to know what you think. The number to call in is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, so get your calls lined up. And the question I'm posing today is this. How far away is America from becoming like where I live in Britain, where only the criminals are allowed to own guns? Where even if you have so much as a knife and threaten to defend yourself, then you're the one questioned by police, not the people who break into your house or intrude onto your property. In fact, there was a case recently in England where this gang broke into a TV presenter's garden and then started to smash in a shed. And she was alone in the house with just a baby. And all she did was wave a knife at them through the window to try and scare them away. This is a, you know, 28-year-old woman on her own in the house with a baby. The police turn up and question her, the victim, and then tell her that it's illegal to carry an offensive weapon, even in her own home. So she was basically told that you're not allowed to defend yourself in your own home with a kitchen knife. You know, what are we supposed to do? Just lay down and get stabbed to death? I mean, what was George Greer supposed to do? Just let, you know, 25 gang members kill his wife and kids as they said they would? You know, a man's home is his castle. I mean, England is where that term originated. But now in England, and this is, if this is allowed to stand and become the precedent, not only will an Englishman's home not be a castle, but you won't even be able to threaten to defend yourself. Never mind actually defend yourself, God forbid. Now, from my perspective, this is about more than just, you know, removing the tools, removing the weapons of self-defense. It's about destroying the very thought that you have the right to self-defense. This is about victimhood and creating this sense of oppression that we can't resist, that we can't even stand up to the gang-banging thugs that threaten our families' lives. So if we're not going to stand up to them, how on earth can we stand up to anyone in any position of authority? And I mean, what are the consequences? What are the consequences of the police treating the victims as the criminals and letting the violent criminals go free? It creates a clockwork orange society. The real criminals are emboldened. You know, every time a burglar breaks into a house in the United Kingdom, they do so safely in the knowledge that they're never going to be, you know, staring down the end of a barrel. So, I mean, the most deadly weapon I've got to defend myself is a pathetic little baseball bat. If someone walks in here right now with a gun, I'm dead. Because only the criminals are allowed to own them. They pass the laws that disarm innocent people who would only ever use guns to defend themselves. Since, you know, criminals by their very nature don't follow laws, then they're the only ones that have access to guns anymore. A gun ban only ensures that the victims are disarmed, and the figures for the United Kingdom back that up. Since handguns were banned in 1997, the rate of violent crime in the United Kingdom doubled, and it has continued to climb ever since. But I mean, this precedent's going to be set in America, the supposed home of gun rights and the Second Amendment. You know, the Second Amendment's not just about duck hunting, it's about protecting your family. But they want to restrict the use
an exercise of the Second Amendment so they can whittle it down one piece at a time. You know, like Bill Clinton said, it's like eating an elephant. You've got to do it one little piece at a time. So, you know, maybe George Greer should have just thanked the gang members for threatening to kill his wife and kids and, you know, offered them lemonade or something. He offended them. It's like the case of the TV presenter that I just talked about in England. She offended the people who had stormed her property by waving the knife. So she was the victim. Now, notice in the clip, they also say that although this gun was legally owned and registered by Mr. George Greer, that he was still investigated regarding the gun. They said, you know, words to the effect that the police looked into the gun and it was okay, like they would even need to look into it once they knew that it was a legally registered firearm. It's as if, you know, displaying a gun that you legally own on your own property is some kind of suspicious act worthy of suspicion within itself, worthy of investigation. And the way they're going to apply this law, I mean, this is going to court, this is going to go in front of a jury. If this is allowed to stand and George Greer is convicted of a crime for defending his own property, then it sends a message, it sends a very clear message to the, you know, dumbed down Prozac head stupefied public that if you dare try and defend yourself in any manner, if you even think about it, then you'll be the one doing hard time, not the 25 gang members threatening to kill your family. So they're saying, yeah, you know, you can have your Second Amendment, we won't take that away just yet, but don't you dare try to exercise it in protecting your kids or your wife, because we're going to come down hard. So I want to hear what you think about this. Let's start going to the calls now. What do you think? A man defends his home against 25 gang members with a legally owned firearm, doesn't shoot them, merely shoots four warning shots, police turn up, he's the one arrested. Is that how the Second Amendment stands? Is that the state of the Second Amendment now in America? Let's see what you think. We're going to our first caller, Jeffrey in Missouri. Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like they're trying to take away the Second Amendment and giving you a reason why. Well, you don't even need it in the first place. You can't defend yourself, what do you need the Second Amendment for?
Well, exactly. I mean, when seconds count, the police are always minutes away, aren't they? I mean, is that what they're saying? Just wait 30 minutes for the police to turn up while these gang members mow you down? I mean, what are people supposed to do? All the figures show that the response times for police are just getting longer and longer. So, you know, what are people supposed to do? Just wait? Let's go to our next call. Parker in Illinois. Parker, what do you think about this?
Hi. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I didn't have a comment about this specifically, but I just wrote a book, and basically what it comes down to is every possible way to defeat the New World Order, the globalists, and stuff like that. So, like, because I've been researching this since, like, I was 13, 3 years ago. So I've taken everything that I learned and put it into one book, and I've just finished uploading it for free on the Internet because, like, I honestly believe that if everybody had, like, if everybody read this book, then we could easily fix up everything that we're having and, like, completely turn everything around.
Okay, and send me an email. I'll maybe post it on the website. Jason in Georgia. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Just want to say appreciate everything you're doing, first-time caller. But I think it's just ridiculous that they even came to the guy's house to arrest him. It's just absurd. Real quick, though, the writings of Samuel Jackson I have here I found in an email the other day. Among the natural rights of the colonists are these. First, a right to life. Secondly, to liberty. Thirdly, to property, together with the right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. And that was some of the writings of Samuel Jackson a long time ago. So, I mean, if they can see the stuff that we're doing now back then how can they not know what we are looking forward to in unfortunate future.
That's right. They're rolling in their graves at the moment. We'll get some more of your calls after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
It's the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. A question of the day in response to our top story about George Greer, this 30-year-old man. 25 marauding gang members invade his property. He gets his gun, shoots 4 rounds into his lawn, and is then arrested by police. why are police in America being trained that average Americans who still have some semblance of a backbone are their real enemies? I mean, what can we do to make sure, you know, this remains an isolated case and the precedent isn't set that defending yourself in America is a crime, like it already is basically set in England? Do you want to end up like the UK, where carrying a kitchen knife in your own home is considered an illegal act? 800-259-9231. Now, compare what happened in Long Island to this example out of Oklahoma, which we're going to play in a second. A woman alone in a house with a crazy man banging on the door, and then he starts to break in. The woman's on the phone with police, and she tells them she doesn't want to kill this guy, but I'm going to have to. Play the clip.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in. He's hollering and yelling.
Okay, and do you have a gun?
Yes, I do. I do not have it out.
Okay. Just, I want you to stay
on, and I will use it.
I want you to stay on the line with me.
I will. He is banging on the door.
I can hear him banging. He's trying to get in.
He looks like an older man, but I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. He's getting close to the door. I'm going to go ahead and get the gun out. It's a shotgun. It's large.
Can you understand what he's saying at all?
Well, he's crazy. He's crazy. I'm taking the safety off the gun, man. He's acting crazy.
Okay, do you have a place that you can go inside your house and lock yourself in a room?
Not really. I've got a big shotgun. I'm not going into a tiny bathroom. Oh, crap, he's at the back.
Okay, County 13 is advising that you can defend your property if you need to.
I don't want to have to kill this man, but I'll kill him graveyard dead, man.
I understand.
All right. He's breaking in now.
He's breaking in.
I've got a gun on him. He looks to be an older man. I don't want to kill him. God, I don't want to kill this man.
Okay.
They need to hurry. He's going to break this thing open. If he does, I'll have to kill him, ma'am. I don't want to kill him.
I understand, ma'am. You have to protect yourself.
I will. Ma'am, if I got through the house, I'm going to shoot.
Can you... Oh, my God. Ma'am, is your phone cord loose?
I shot him going out front. I hit him.
I shot him.
God, help me. Oh, please, dear God, I think I've killed him. Please, Father in heaven. Please, Father in heaven.
It's okay, ma'am. It's okay. You have to protect yourself, okay?
You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your property. That's in Oklahoma, and the police should be commended for their response in simply, you know, enunciating the fact that that's the case. But not apparently anymore in Long Island, where this guy who didn't even shoot at these 25 gang members, didn't even aim the gun at them, merely let off four rounds into his own lawn, was then arrested by police. Is this the turning point for America, where the idea of self-defense is flushed down the toilet, like in England, where if you wave a knife in the window, then you're the one who's going to be investigated, and the gang that's breaking into your house is let off scot-free? I mean, just look at what happened to George Harrison, the famous Beatle, and his wife. You know, this nutcase breaks into their house. He's got this delusion that he's somehow the disciple of George Harrison. He repeatedly stabs Harrison in the chest, and then his wife's running around with this fireplace poker and the base of a lamp trying to bash this murderer on the head. And Harrison at one stage thinks it's over. It nearly killed him. The knife went right into his chest. He said he could feel the blood running up to his mouth. Very nearly killed him because he was in England. He didn't have a gun. He couldn't defend himself. A man's home is his castle. Is that really going to be the case after this incident with George Greer, who didn't face one man, he faced 25 men who ran onto his property and said they wanted to kill his wife and kids. And the police only responded when they detected Greer had fired his gun. So he was subsequently arrested merely for protecting his property and protecting his wife and kids. Now, after the break, we're going to get into the handgun ban in Britain. And delve into how that one worked out for violent crime and gun crime, now that in England only the criminals are allowed to own guns. Stay tuned, this is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his act with his life. But apparently, 30-year-old Long Island man George Greer wasn't kind enough to the 25 gang members that invaded his property and threatened to kill his kids. George Greer was the one who police arrested. We're going to go rapid fire through your calls on the Alex Jones Show. What do you think about this? We've got Tyranny Rival in California. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. First-time caller. Been listening for a couple months now. Been waking up. But on this subject, there's something similar I've listened to in the past here in California because I used to watch mainstream media. There's something similar to where a burglar broke into someone's home and a person shot the person in the leg just to, you know, injure them so the police can come. And then the person that got shot in the leg, the burglar, went to court and sued the homeowner. And basically, that person obviously won. And there was another incident where the person killed that family member or the killed the robber, and then the family pressed charges against the homeowner. But, I mean, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, there are cases where a burglar has come in through a skylight and hurt himself, and then the homeowners get sued because the skylight was improperly built to allow the burglar to come in and rob them. So I guess just lay down and die. That's what the government's telling us. We can't defend ourselves. Our home's not our castle anymore. Just stay frightened, stay peeking behind the curtain. Don't worry, the police will be along shortly after your wife and kids have been slaughtered. We're going to go to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul. How's it going now?
Going well. What's on your mind, Chris?
I want to touch on, the politicians passing these laws and people. Well, first I want to commend you and Alex and everybody there for everything you guys do. It's great. These politicians, they're passing these laws. They're not stupid. Everyone thinks the laws are stupid, that the politicians are stupid. They're not stupid. They're sinister. They know exactly what they're doing. Disarm the entire public. If somebody like me can figure this out, somebody in their position should be able to figure that out. Of course they know it. And I also commend that woman, for calling the police while the man's beaten on the back door. If he had been beaten on my back door, the cops get called after he's laying on the ground. And it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous to have to. And who's going to abide by a gun law? Law abiding citizens abide by the law, obey the law, right? Perfect sense there. Anyway, hearing stuff like that makes me want to vent. 25 people in your yard, again, the cops get called. If they're in my yard, they're in a pile before I even think about calling the cops. Anyway.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's not just the fact that they were on his yard. They were screaming and threatening to kill his wife and kids. And he didn't eat. 99% of people would have shot him in the head. He unloaded 4 rounds into his own lawn. And apparently that was an overreaction. That was recklessness. So, if this is allowed to become the precedent, then you're going to end up worse than England, where people can't even carry knives in their own home. Matt, in the UK, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Matt.
Well,
are you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, how are you doing? Yeah, hi, mate. Yeah, my question is, basically, you mentioned about this, obviously, this gun scenario in America. Just from a British point of view, reading the Mail paper today, and there's a guy in the UK basically been found with military shells and guns, but obviously they're all legal above board. And it's going to show you how the mainstream press are fear-mongering in this country now and making such a big hierarchy thing about guns, fear-mongering the British public. What do you agree on that one?
Yeah, well, they've been doing it since at least the early 90s and then the mid-90s with the Hamilton-Dunblane shooting, which has some very strange connections. And, of course, if those teachers during the Dunblane massacre would have been allowed to be armed, then a lot less people would have died. That prompted the 97 gun ban in the UK, and since 97, the rate of violent crime in the UK has doubled. Why? Because criminals can now act safe in the knowledge that nobody can defend themselves. I mean, this is why your chances of getting mugged in London are 6 times higher than major cities in the United States. There's another stat that I came across while doing the research for this. 53% of English burglaries occur while occupants are at home, compared to 13% in the US. Why is that? Because the burglars, the criminals, know that the majority of people in the United States are going to blow them away if they come in the house. In England, safe in the knowledge, you can go in, try to kill people, burgle them, and then often is the case, the victim is going to get charged. And that's how there have been many cases of that in Britain that we've covered over the years on the Alex Jones Show, and I talked about one earlier today. So thanks for the call, Matt. We're going to go to Barry in Arizona. Barry, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul. This is an opportunity for people to kind of study, the psychology of government in general, because this whole trend of blaming the victim is particular to people that are either sociopathic or antisocial. And I've been making the case for a long time that government is antisocial and sociopathic.
Oh, no, that's a common trait, especially with people like serial killers who will often blame the victim for their crime. It's like we were talking about Charlie Manson yesterday. Manson absolves his blame in the murders of Tate and LaBianca and all his followers did at the time because they said that it was necessary to kill people for the environment and that it was part of a war. And that is a classic sociopathic trait among serial killers to blame the victim. So now our own governments exercise that psychological illness in their war against the people. We're going to move on. Go ahead.
It's a constant theme running through government, and people can, once they realize this, then they can see government for what it really is. And, anyway, that's all I had to say.
That's right. It's feeding on us. It's feeding on us, and to make it easier to do so, we have to be defenseless. Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Paul Joseph Watson, I heard from my butler, has informed me of there's a serious issue of the man not being part of the Royal Admiralty. Apparently he does not have no sir after his name. Well, he will not get justice, no sir. No sovereign entities such as Mr. Greer and the gang members will ever receive justice. Because, you see, the bankers consider them more of a threat than any non-armed citizen. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. The accent doesn't, though, because I live at the opposite end of the country, so where you'll hear that accent. Thanks for the call. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that when the media uses terms like AK-47 to describe the weapon, the firearm that guy had, that's just sort of a way to demonize firearms, to the commoners and the slaves, because when people hear, the word AK-47, which it probably wasn't an AK-47, it was probably just a copy, a semi-automatic rifle. And, they use that term, so people are like, ooh, this guy had an AK-47, why did he have that, why did he fire that, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly the case. They focus on the fact that he had a gun. I mean, that's what the majority of the story is about. In fact, on the CBS News story, there's a picture above the news story of a row of AK-47s, as if this guy was packing some, military-grade arsenal of weapons. And it's got nothing to do with his gun. It's about the fact that he tried to defend himself and was arrested. I mean, look at Switzerland. Most of the population's packing AK-47s, and Switzerland has one of the lowest gun crime rates in the world. The gun crime rate in Switzerland is so low that they don't even keep statistics for it. And that's because in Switzerland, owning guns is rooted in the culture. In fact, the government in Switzerland runs all the shooting classes and all the training. It's almost illegal not to have a gun in Switzerland. And what's the result? Gun crime figures lowest in the world. I mean, look at the Nazi occupation. Look at the map of the countries that the Nazis occupied during the Second World War in Central and Northern Europe. You'll see a big swath of it all circled round, coloured red. And there's one little area that's a different colour, and that country is Switzerland. Why? Because one of the primary reasons Hitler was afraid to invade is the fact that he knew the vast majority of the population were armed and that the Swiss are a citizen army. Their population is their army. Now, the people in the Warsaw Ghetto didn't have guns because they were immediately disarmed when the Nazis moved in. What was the first thing that the Nazis did when they occupied a new country? Rise and fall of the Third Reich. Read it. Austria, Czechoslovakia, Poland, they disarmed the population. That was the first thing they did. And in the United Kingdom, we're also becoming a disarmed population. We've been disarmed of our firearms. Now we're being told we can't carry knives. And then you get a story like this George Greer incident in Long Island, and that's why I'm asking the question, is the Second Amendment dead? A man's home is his castle. Is that idea now being thrown out in America? We're going to move on to our next caller, which is Robert in California. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, sorry, Matt in Minnesota. Matt, go ahead. Michael in Sweden, you're the next caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
I think it's outrageous that the Long Island man got arrested for defending his property and his family of this notorious MS-13 gang, you know?
It is outrageous, and I mean, what's the situation in Sweden? I'm guessing that Sweden is a largely disarmed country, or is it more like Switzerland? Tell me about the gun control laws in Sweden.
You have to have a special license in order to get a gun or a rifle here in Sweden. We are probably the most disarmed people in Northern Europe, I believe. And I don't know really if we're going to, if the people even care about gun laws here, because all the more people are going to prison for life sentences, you know, for murder and stuff. And I don't know really if the politicians are going to bring this up, because we have a general election coming up here in September, and I don't know if they're going to take up this issue, because I feel it's very important, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just look at the example of Switzerland. As I just said, they don't even keep records anymore because the gun crime's so low. But everywhere else you look in Europe, some areas of France will allow you to have a hunting rifle, which is why a lot of British people are moving down there, one of the primary reasons, because there's a little bit more freedom. But generally across Europe, the laws are harmonised in line with some of the most draconian gun laws on the planet, which is why violent crime is constantly increasing. Talking about Switzerland, we're going to go to a clip which perfectly discusses and exemplifies why the country has such a low gun crime rate, because the majority of the people own guns and are encouraged to do so by the government itself. So let's go to that clip where the gun control situation, or lack of it, the gun ownership situation in Switzerland is exemplified. Let's go to that clip now.
This is a SIG 550. It's designed to destroy anything standing within its 400-meter trajectory. And there are over 500,000 of them kept in Swiss homes. Guns and shooting are a strong Swiss tradition. Basic military training is mandatory for young men. And afterwards, they're required to keep their weapon at home. Mark Heim is a Ticino representative for the lobby group ProTel.
Basically, this was my father's military rifle. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he got to keep it when he was finished. I have my grandfather's rifle in the office hanging on the wall. This was mine when I did service, which is quite an old one. It was introduced in 1957. Was used until 1990. And this is my son's. That's the current model. That's what's being used today. That's what we'll be using to shoot the Feldschießen today.
The Feldschießen, or Tiro Federale in Campania, as it's known in these parts, is an annual Swiss event, and it's also the largest shooting festival in the world. Roughly 200,000 people come out to target practice all across the country. Ammunition is provided by the government. Heim goes regularly to this range, and it's often a family affair.
It was organized by the government to have a very high state of readiness for the Swiss military and population. The target has always been that within 24 to 48 hours, Switzerland could mobilize a pretty large army, I mean, even by European standards.
But it wasn't the militia that sparked Heim's interest in guns as a young man. It was an unassuming trip to a Holocaust museum.
I was going through all the exhibits and the soap and the lampshades made of people's skin. And while I was looking, I heard a funny noise. And there was an old woman, maybe 2 meters from me. And she was trying not to cry. She was sort of sobbing very quietly. She was holding it back. If she had been a few meters further away, I wouldn't have heard her. And she obviously had gone through that. That's when the whole impact of it hit me. And I promised myself I would never be in her situation. I will I would want to be free, never in a situation where somebody could, you know, march us off to ovens or prisons or just take away our freedom. The key to freedom is the ability to be able to defend yourself. And if you don't have the tools to do that, then you are at the mercy of whoever wants to put you away. And the tools for that...
There you have it. In Switzerland, the ability to defend yourself is the key to freedom. In a country where the government itself runs all the firearms training classes, where there's 2 million Swiss citizens who are armed out of a population of about 6 million, and they've got the lowest gun crime rate in the world. This is the reason why Hitler refused to invade Switzerland, because he knew he'd have a hell of a fight on his hands when every other country around it had been occupied, and the first thing that Hitler did was to disarm the local populations. We're going to be back with some more of your calls. We've got Gerald Salente coming up in the second hour. But stay there, Gus, Ruth, Dennis, Sid. We'll get to all of you on the Alex Jones Show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay tuned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In the red pill, it's the Alex Jones Show on Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. And we're talking about George Greer, this man who tried to defend himself against 25 gang members in Long Island And the police ended up arresting the victim once again. We're going back to your calls. Ruth in Louisiana. Ruth, you're on the air. Go ahead. Turn your audio off, Ruth. Just talk to me on the phone.
Yes. Thank you so much for you and Alex. I always have you in my prayers. I really do believe that the people have a right to protect their property and to protect their family. And as far as George Greer is concerned, any other people in this country, they're falsely accused by the police department and the governor of that state. We need to start calling and demanding that we're not going to put up with this type of situation with the people and get behind the people themselves. I really do believe that that's what we need to do.
Because I agree. Where's the NRA on this? I mean, have they come out with a statement? I don't see it on their website. So, I mean, are they going to come out in defense of George Greer for being arrested for defending his home? Dennis in Texas, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I agree with Ruth in Louisiana there. The number one priority or the number one thing in the United States is the idea of personal property and your right to defend it. Okay. Without that, you have nothing. The economic system deteriorates and falls. And you become a victim of tyranny. If you don't have the right to personal property, if you don't have the right to defend it, you have nothing. The promise of America is gone. Now, the one way to defend it is the other tools that the people our forefathers gave us. They gave us the grand jury and the petit jury. Try to convict someone in Ireland of going against the police. That isn't going to happen. And those things should happen in the United States. If someone is defending their home and their property and their family, and they happen to, exercise their right to the Second Amendment and shoot intruders and defend themselves, then they should demand a trial by jury, and the jurors should go ahead and acquit these people. If we don't want these tyrannical laws, we need to acquit people. We need to show the government that these laws are not in our best interest, and we're not going to put up with them, and then throw the bums out.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned Ireland there, because Northern Ireland, in fact, is the only part of the British Isles where you can still get a permit to own a handgun. It's banned in Scotland, England and Wales and the Republic of Ireland. Again, what's the result? Northern Ireland has one of the lowest violent crime rates, victimization rates amongst the top industrial countries in Europe. And, of course, England has one of the highest because handguns are banned. In Northern Ireland, a criminal breaking into a home knows there's a reasonable chance that they're going to be looking down the end of a barrel. So again, same in Switzerland, same everywhere. More guns equals less crime. And we're going to talk to Gerald Salente, so get your calls lined up. Trends Research Institute. I'm excited about this interview. We're going to see what's going to happen with the economy, immigration, and a lot more in the next 2 years. This is The Alex Jones Show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay tuned for the second hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.